Welcome to Spiritual Changemakers, the podcast that guides you through tough times with practical tools and inspiring stories. I'm Andrea Thomas, your host and the Sacred Transitions Coach. Join us as we hear from spiritual changemakers who have connected with their higher power and overcame adversity. Whether you are navigating a difficult transition or seeking to deepen your spiritual practice, our podcast provides guidance to help you find magic in the change. Come on this journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and transformation with us and unlock your potential to become your best self. Welcome, beautiful souls, to a new episode on Spiritual Changemakers. I'm Andrea, your host, and today we are going to have Kiki Tyler, where we are going to talk about the energetics of marketing. So this is for you if you are kind of tired of the cookie cutter marketing approaches, if you are wondering how can you show up on social media and feeling more aligned and excited about it instead of just having this drain energy of like, oh my God, I cannot believe I have to post again. And before I go further, I want to introduce a little bit Kiki. And she is a marketing alchemist, a Reiki teacher, and an Akashic Records healer. And not just that, but also a sound waver. Isn't it that amazing? And what she does, she actually helps light workers and spiritual business owners to attract their soul-aligned clients and easily grow their business. Who doesn't want that? You tell me. Who doesn't want that? And what Kiki actually does, she works with each and every one of their clients to create a social media marketing strategy that feels spiritually aligned to them and their business goals. And she blends her strategic and her spiritual skills to create a unique experience that is just out of this world. So please welcome Kiki.
Yes, good to see you too. You have thought about me yesterday. That's beautiful. So Kiki is joining us. There she is. Welcome. So excited to have you and to have a conversation about like the energy of marketing. That's like so interesting and so different, you know, than what we have seen out there. So I'm super excited to hear more about it, to hear how you got into it, and on and on and on. So before we move forward, Kiki, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because I know you are, like, I just read your bio, no? And I know you are, like, a super, like, spiritual guru, business coach, and on and on. So I would love to hear, how do you define spirituality, and how do you use it in your day-to-day life?
Whoa, it's a good question to start with. So thank you for having me. Spirituality to me is very personal. It is a unique journey we each go through, and it can be defined differently by each human being. For me, it's my practice and what I bring. So whether I'm traveling, whether I'm at home, you know, it's my morning rituals. It's my morning practice, my meditation. It's my evening, how I close out my day, and I bring it with me. It's part of me. It's like, it's in my blood at this point. You know, it's not just something I do on the outside. Like, it is a part of me. Does that make sense?
So it's not like now I'm practicing spirituality and now I'm not anymore. It's
right. It's not a switch you turn on and off. It is indefinite.
It's like an ongoing. And isn't it the same with like being a coach? Because I swear, since I studied and I became a coach, I feel like almost every conversation I have, I can't really have a normal conversation anymore because like my coaching hat comes on and I'm like, oh my God, I want to help you.
Right. I know. It's like, okay, ask permission before you dive in. And, you know, we get channeled messages, we get different things dropping in, and it's like, okay, is it time? I don't know. Let me ask.
But I'm so excited about today's topic. So, like, I would love to know a little bit about you and what got you into wanting to teach this, share this, and help other spiritual entrepreneurs, healers, and light workers with these specific things on bringing on the energetics of marketing.
Yes. So I would say it started with my corporate job. I've been in sales and marketing. That has always been like my 9 to 5. And it's very, you know, you've seen and heard the term bro marketing, you know, very heavy in metrics and outbound call, push, shove, you know, very forceful, action-based energy. And it works. It has a place, I believe, in certain environments. And I could, that was a switch I turned on and off. Like my 9 to 5 I was on, I didn't want that energy around my spiritual business, my coaching. It didn't feel aligned. It did feel forced and disingenuous and inauthentic. And it wasn't working, to be honest. You know, I felt like I hit a brick wall. I was doing all the things and I wasn't connecting. I wasn't creating those relationships. So I kind of took a step back and sat with that, did a lot of meditating. And I thought, why not combine spirituality with marketing? Because you need marketing, you need sales, you need, I believe social media is the bridge between you and your soul aligned clients. They can't find you if you're not telling them who you are, where you are, and where to go to work with you. So I had to shift some of my perceptions around social media as well and kind of blend, where's the happy medium? And the same with our divine masculine and divine feminine energies. You know, I was very much in my masculine, even, and I, you know, through Human Design, I found out I was more of a projector and I actually do better when I'm in my feminine flow, but you still need the masculine to take that action once you find it. So finding that happy medium and then also seeing what works and having more fun in the business. You know, my hair was pulled back. I just felt like I was in that corporate suit in my spiritual business. And that wasn't the picture I pictured for myself and how I wanted to be my own boss and work with clients and show up. So there was a lot of internal work that I think I was avoiding as well. It's an ebb and flow. It's not a straight line and it's not like this, right? And it's really kind of more of a spiral.
Yeah.
So I stumbled upon it. I feel like it found me and things just started to fall into place.
So that's so beautiful. You were actually guided and you went more into the flow instead of the push. And I can so relate because I would say the first years in my business, I was all about push and action and work hard because I think we've been conditioned that way. Like, oh, this is the way to succeed. This is the way to become successful. You have to work hard, especially when you come from a job, no? Like where, okay, you are acknowledged if you work hard, and if you work a lot of hours. But in fact, then the reality is that when you start a business, it requires totally different skills from you. And the way you are showing up than when you are in a job. So as you said, it's so much unlearning and so much unpeeling. That, oh my gosh, I remember I used to work 16 hours a day and I saw like zero results. And I remember my partner at that time, he was asking me like, for what are you working that much? Like, what's happened? What's going on? And I didn't know what to tell you. So it's like finding the balance, no? Because I also see, especially in my travels, spiritual communities, a lot of women who are too much here. Like too airy, fairy, but not grounded enough to take the action. So how would you say you get to that place? How was it for you? How is it for your clients to get in a place of like, okay, I allow myself to be more in flow, more in my feminine, but also bring in the masculine in order to take the action?
Yeah. Yes, it is a balance. So I say for myself, I blend my day. So there are places where I allow myself to flow. And then there are, I'm a time chunker. I like certain things and my body gets used to it. And there are certain windows I've carved out for a specific action. So this is where I'm going to take action. And then I can be free and flowy here. So it's almost like my carrot at the end of this stick. Like, okay, we're going to get this done and then you can play over here. And kind of creating that flow. And it's an experiment. With my clients, definitely start with the inner work at piece by piece. And like you said, it's that unlearning, but it takes time. It's not a magic pill. You know, a course could be 6 weeks or 3 months. There's still a lot of work that happens after that, but those are just the tool. And sticking to it is hard. So I found that creating a community of support where we're all going through it, embracing the ups and downs, and teaching ourselves not to be as hard as we used to be, which is, that is the hardest lesson for myself. Cause I'm like, oh, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, I could have done better. You know, if there's a technological error or if there's a typo, nobody cares. I care. I see it. But honestly, my clients don't give a rip, but they could care less.
That's so true. Oh my God. Like releasing the perfectionism. No, because what is the perfectionism actually doing? Is just, it's keeping you small and it keeps you not sharing yourself, your voice, and how you can help. So it's such a great way to be like, oh, it's not good enough. It's not perfect yet, in order to do something. So you keep yourself into the same spot, into the same position.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's so easy to get stuck on the action side, right? We can go into Canva, we can work on our website, we can work on our offers. We're all behind the scenes. And you said something really important, keeping you small. That's our comfort zone. We're good with a certain amount of people. We want to grow, but I don't think we've communicated internally with our soul that we're ready for that expansion. Mm-hmm. And the minute we open that up, magic happens. I've seen it with myself. I've seen it with my clients. They haven't really changed anything with their strategy yet, but mentally, energetically, and spiritually, they've made a decision. They're going to show up differently. And they start to get DMs and they start to get more engagement. They start to get more reach. It's like their beacon light was turned on and now their people can find them. They're ready.
Oh. And it has so much to do with our energy. And that's why I love our conversation today, the energetics behind marketing. Because we see so often people taking the same action, following exactly the same strategy, to the T. And why is it that for some people works like magic and for some people it's freaking? And the reason behind it is the energy, the belief within yourself with like, okay, am I ready? Am I ready to do it?
Yeah. I mean, and you probably know this as coaches, we're here, we're cheering you on, but it doesn't matter if you have an army of cheerleaders, until you believe it, nothing changes.
Yes. And tell us, like, tell the audience, what are some things that they can start doing, like, right now, today, to, like, dial up that belief in themselves so they can show up more as the leader that they are, more as what they are meant to do here, because there are so many souls, so many beautiful souls that have so many gifts to help the world, so many light workers that keep themselves small. So what can they do to start today to show up differently and believe more in themselves?
I love this question. So I'm a big journaler and I believe that when we look for the good, we find it. And a lot of times in our 3D, we look for proof, right? Say we're starting a new program or we're offering a new modality. The fear, or what I hear from a lot of my clients, the imposter syndrome, I haven't done it yet. I don't have testimonials. I don't have proof. So start to look in your past up to present, what you've set out to do, what you've already succeeded, right? If you ever rode a bike, we didn't start out with that knowledge. We had to try. And sure, there were bumps. We fell off. We had training wheels. But start to break down successes. And it can just be in the past couple months. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. But this will start to boost and work with that confidence muscle. And you'll start to realize, oh my gosh, I am pretty freaking amazing. I do have amazing gifts. I have helped a lot of people. There are more people out there I can help. I need to be loud and proud and show up in my power so they can find me and I can complete my soul's mission. So I'm a big meditator and journaler, and I find a lot of my answers come in the silence. And I encourage my clients to do the same. And it doesn't have to be for a long period of time, 5 to 10 minutes. You're not sitting for an hour. If you want to sit for an hour and that feels good, to you, great. But I'm a wiggler, so I can't sit still for a minute. I have a 3S framework before I sit down and do anything in terms of marketing. So I smudge my entire area, all the electronics, pen, paper, anything I'm going to use, clear the space, invite all the positive energy, my spirit team in. Then I use sound. And I play my singing bowls. I have my singing instruments, but you can find things on YouTube. You can use binaural beat, whatever resonates with you. And then silence. And what happens in the silence when I set it up that way, I ask for assistance, higher self, source, whomever you reach out to. What do my people need to hear from me? How can I help them? What are they going through? What can I say to support them? And it completely shifts the energy about whether I'm creating a graphic or I'm writing copy or an email or a sales page. It puts me in their shoes and it takes it away from me. And it removes those lower dense emotion, the desperation or the neediness or the need to put a check in that box, because that's going to surround everything that you create. And it can be felt on the other side, whether you intend it to or not. So really sitting with that and meditating and having conversations. Another thing I did, I reached out to my top three clients, my favorite clients. You know, the ones, people you can't wait to work with. They're your people. And you're like, I want 100 of you. Have conversations with them. Ask them why they work with you, why they enjoy it, what stands out. Record it so you can play it back, read the transcription. Things are going to pop out that you don't even realize you're doing because we're too close. We're too close. But you are amazing and have so much to offer. And we so often sell ourselves short. And I encourage you, just make this list. And it could feel awkward in the beginning. You might sit there and stare at your notebook. It will flow. And then once you start to train your brain to look for these happy facts, they're going to come to you every day. And then you're going to start to have more and more. And brag about yourself. Brag about your clients. You know, share, you don't have to give names or too specific, but, you know, they were feeling this way. And after working with me, now they're feeling this way. Do you want the same result? That's not salesy, but you just sold me.
So don't be afraid to brag.
Yes. Don't keep yourself small. It's time to step out of the shadows. I have so many, if this all came about, several of my girlfriends reached out and wanted help with the graphics or how do you say this? And I was an English major, so I had writing, but I'd never put all these pieces together. So in doing my own journaling, all of it fit. Like the puzzle of my life made sense. I was an English major. I loved reading and writing. I was down this awakening journey. I have the sales and the marketing and all the different things there with the spirituality. But they can meet in the middle. And it's cookie cutter doesn't work for spiritual businesses. My personal belief, it doesn't fit. I've tried it. Like you said, I was that A student front row. I'm going to do everything the coach tells me. I want the results. I'm showing up. I'm doing all the extra credit. Cricket. I'm like, oh, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, like sometimes even asking, what else can I do? Like, what else can I do?
Yes, I've done and that, this.
I remember asking like some of the coaches when I hired them, I'm like, can you please tell me what some of your like best clients, the most successful clients have done that they have been successful?
Yeah, absolutely. And I take the 3D element because I feel like that can be cookie cutter. Like how do you use Instagram? What are the buttons? Like you can't break it. It's the internet. You can't break it. You're not Wreck-It Ralph. But just showing people that and giving them that sense of security, I feel like helps. And then we do, like you said, the esoteric, the cloud work, and then the heart work so that it's a trifecta. So you're doing the action, you've got the 3D, actually, which platform you're on, and then you have the soul work. I'm worthy. There's a lot around worthiness and imposter syndrome that shows up. I still deal with that at every level.
Yes.
It doesn't go away. You hit a level and you're like, yay. And you're like, oh, there's more. It's like a video game. It's like level up, level up, level up.
Yeah. Or it comes in waves, you know, I think especially as a woman, because we go through this mood cycle, that there are like moments are like, oh my gosh, I'm on top of the world. I got this. And then you go through moments where you are so low that you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? What am I doing?
I know. It's like, I don't want to get on video, but I didn't make contact, but I don't want to do it in this energy. So that's important too, because it does come up. Whether you're a batch content creator, you know, you sit down, you get yourself in that energy, that big place, and you chunk out a lot, or you do it every day. Everybody has their system. And I love making something that is moldable and flexible, because I don't believe one size fits all works for the spiritual marketing, for the spiritual space. It's not a product, right? It's not something that sits on a shelf that's the same and doesn't change. Like, each healer has different modalities. And even though we might all use Reiki or Akashic Record, we have a specific group of people that we're drawn to help and support. Yeah. And we tap into it in a different way. We use different words. Like, we bring an energy that is so unique to ourselves. And social media is our state, where we can stand up, take the microphone, and speak loud for everybody to see. So I've been using the term visibility coach more lately, and it took me a little bit to wrap my head around that, because I had struggles with being visible. I was a homeschooled individual all the way up until eighth grade. I am an introvert. People don't believe me, but I do love my quiet time with my cats. So it has taken me practice to get to this point. And I used to be terrified to hit the live button or the record button, even though I knew I could edit. And it's just that first step, I promise you, it might seem like the scariest, but once you do it, what's on the other side is magic. And it's your magic, because you're creating it.
So beautiful. Yes. And it's magical because you create it. And I think it's such a beautiful reminder for people to know that it's like, you don't have to speak to everyone. That's like such a thing. You don't have to speak to everyone. You don't have to please people. The most and the best thing you can do is to be yourself, to be fully yourself. And ask yourself, what does that mean for me? How can I express more of who I am? And for me, like, for example, even tonight, I took a shower beforehand. And I'm like, oh my God, should I put makeup? And I'm like, no, this is me with no makeup and embracing all of me doing a podcast episode and loving who I am and how I look without makeup too. And that took me years to be able to show up on a live. To go live without makeup, no freaking way I could have done that. But that's what comes with the acceptance and love of self.
Yes.
Part of it.
Well, you're gorgeous with or without makeup. Thank you. And I agree. And I will say, the first post I did without makeup, without my blue eyeshadow, it got so much reaction. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, we're judgy, right? Like, I was my bags under my eyes, I'm sunburned, there's a tan line off my freckles, like over the top analyzing all that. It's not what it was about, right? But taking that spotlight from inside, outside, I just made all these people today. They loved what I had to say. They loved that I didn't have makeup. Mm-hmm. By being our authentic selves, we give others that permission to be their authentic selves. And it's this beautiful ripple effect. And it's like, I have chills. The vibration raises, like these little things, they don't seem like much, but you have this trajectory and you start to make this change. But a couple months, a year down the road, you're exactly where you wanted to be. No, you're beyond where you pictured for yourself. The universe has bigger plans for you. It's just a matter of allowing. And it can be scary. It's that unknown. I don't know what's going to happen, but trust. And believe. I know I keep coming back to that, but it's so important. I mean, as entrepreneurs, we get the gamut of emotions, right? So you mentioned the ebbs and flows of our moon cycle. I feel like entrepreneurs have a moon cycle.
That's not true. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You see that? Entrepreneurs, you go through the same cycle as us.
Yes, it is a true roller coaster. And we're here for it. We decided to stand up and show up and do this for ourselves and for others. And when you say that, and when you say, I chose this, that in and of itself is taking your power back. Because you're not working for the man, right? You are that man or woman, and you are your boss. So are you the boss you dreamed you'd be? And are you giving yourself that time and financial freedom? Or are you kind of stuck in that part-time, this is a side hobby, spinning your wheels, dreaming, looking out the window? That can be yours. Right now, it can.
And I feel like where this conversation takes me, Kiki, and I know I have experienced it even recently with one of my clients, that she is having a hard time to ground. And I gave her a few techniques, a few tips on how to ground herself again, because she's very spiritual and she's very much, you know, into this world. But then we need to come back and take the action, the channeling we are receiving and so on. So I'm curious, what are some of the tools you would share with your spiritual clients, with the light workers that have a hard time being grounded?
Oh, that's a good one. So what does she like to, I always ask my clients what they do now to ground. And some go out in nature. They like to get their bare feet in the dirt and sand. Some prefer baths or water. Some prefer sound, meditation. I am a mover, so I like to dance. A lot of my channeling comes either when I'm out for my walk, when I'm lifting, dancing, or moving. And I found a good portion of my clients don't like, not that they don't like to move, but it's not something they think of when they think of grounding. And I've been working more with Tai Chi and Qigong and the meridians, and just like really shaking things out and moving drops us back into our body. You know, you mentioned they're up in the clouds, and yes, I can get very ethereal very quickly. And I'm like, do I have to come back to Earth? Really? Is it time? But, you know, that dancing and moving, you can still be joyous. It can still feel good. And that helps me and has helped a lot of my clients drop into their bodies to do the work. And, you know, I mentioned how I kind of put my fun stuff after. So kind of habit stacking has worked really well. Like if you're going to be up in the clouds, awesome. But how about you do X, Y, and Z and then go up in the clouds, right? Mm. So then you have, and then you can talk about or astral project wherever you go and have fun, knowing you just did awesome on Earth. You did some action stuff. You moved your business forward and then go play. Because I was not connecting with my inner children and I wasn't playing enough. I was all work and no play. And it was severely limiting my creativity in my business. So connecting with inner children, if any age, they'll have you to guide them. And if you need assistance, you reach out to either one of us. We both work in the Akashic Records. I've done a lot of my own inner child healing there and reconnected to different parts of myself. And new memories are coming up. Not new gifts, but there's a remembering of the gifts and forgetting I had it. Like I played piano for 12 years. So I've always had music, but then there was this time college and adulting happened and I didn't play for 10 years. And then sound healing came back into my life. So I weave it into my practices. I play my bowls every day. I've been working more with my shamanic drum, gongs. Like you can Google shamanic journey tribal music on YouTube and that can help you go into a trance state. And setting intention has been another really impactful tool before anything, before I hop on a call, before I do any training. Like, what is my intention? What do I want out of this? Before I sit down to meditate, what are my questions that I want answered? And being patient, you might not get the answers. It's not a light switch. It's not like, okay, thanks.
Sometimes it is, and you could get overwhelmed with the download. That's, I have like 7 different journals around my house. So as it comes, I'm just free rest. And there's something that goes back to the old pen and paper, right? You're just downloading it. Because I feel like when I type, I'm constantly going back and trying to edit. And you want to turn that part of your brain off if you can. Just, you want that raw information. And it may or may not make sense in that time. Just kind of get it out. I pulled out a journal I wrote a year ago and I started reading things. And I had written 2 scripts for meditations. And they didn't make sense to me at the time. And now one fits perfectly into a program I'm working on.
Oh.
So you don't know. And you might not be ready for what that information is, or you might not know where it fits exactly, but receive it, allow it, because it could be the catalyst for something else.
So beautiful. We don't need to understand every single time when you receive the information, store it, and as it just happened, you might go back to it after a year and like, oh my God, this is exactly what I need right now.
Yeah. It was magic. I mean, and I co-created that. My past self, my teacher self, my higher self. We all work together. And
what would you say is the biggest difference between energetics of marketing, like working with the energetics within your marketing, or just doing the traditional marketing?
Authenticity. That's the first word that pops in. Not that traditional marketing is disingenuous, but it felt that way to me. It's not a one size fits all. And spirituality is very subjective and esoteric and out there. It's not objective. It's not black and white. And I feel like strategy works really well with black and white items, black and white services, black and white products. It does this, it does this. And what I find in talking to a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs, the biggest thing is not figuring out their niche. It's figuring out how to convey their offer, to communicate what they do and the transformation they provide. And it's very easy for us to list the deliverables and our certifications. And that's great. We're really proud of all the hard work we've done, because it's time, it's energy, it's money, right? It all goes to a good place. But that's when we have our coach hat on. That's when we have our healer hat on. And that may not always translate to our client. So translating, that's a good word too. Like spiritual marketing is being the translator and breaking things down into terms that our people can understand, instead of just repeating them and beating them over the head with the same old features and advantages and benefits. No. If you're feeling this way or pointing out the symptoms and you want to feel like this and you want these positive symptoms, I can help. And not focusing so much on the how and the why, but just making that offer and serving. And marketing can be very heavy in the sales world, and marketing and sales are different, but same. I always called it schmarketing, because they have to work hand in hand. And in corporate, a lot of times the marketing department was separate than the sales department, and they didn't communicate. It didn't make sense. And when you're an entrepreneur, you wear all the hats, right? You're the brand. You're the marketing message. You're the sales. You are the person delivering the transformation. You are customer service.
So we have
everything. I didn't even get into HR and all that. But all of these positions can work together, and the brand, marketing, and sales, when we connect those three and they align with who you are and how you speak and show up, then the translation isn't needed, because your people who want to understand what you're saying are going to be attracted to you. You're going to magnetize your social media platforms.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest thing that you just shared right now, the difference between the energetics behind marketing and just traditional marketing, that you actually, when you use energetics within your marketing, is that you're going to magnetize your soul-aligned clients instead of trying to convince. I would say it's a lot of convincing that goes behind the traditional marketing. And yes, one is attracting, one is trying to convince.
And which one feels lighter to you?
Oh.
Right?
I mean, of course. Isn't that everyone's entrepreneur's dream? Attract clients?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And if you're attracting people and you feel like you have to convince them, or perhaps you're getting messages in your DMs asking for discounts, or people who are talking about your price, those are not your soul aligned clients. They could be clients. And this is where I go back to, what was the energy used around creating it? Because I've been there. I've had my DMs blow up on discounts and, can you do me a favor? And I'm going through this and getting paragraphs, like, and my heart goes out to them. I send light and love. But I had to really take a step back, because I knew I was posting out of desperation. I wanted, it was all about me. So I was attracting people with that same energy. And I was probably repelling my soul aligned clients, the people that already love me, people that need and want and already appreciate. They're not going to talk to me about money. They're like, here's my credit card. When do we start? Right? I don't have to convince them. They've been watching. They've been in my ecosystem, in my social media world. They've been in my little corner of the internet. You know, they are here. Like, yeah, you want to create those and attract those fans. And I started to shift my energy. And for me, getting in that space and creating it all at once, I like to do a lot of my copy at once, and then I'll match the graphics later. But just really writing from the heart, like, where are my people? What are they struggling with? How can I help them? What can I say? And then just let that flow. And that changed drastically. So now I have people, hey, do you have time for a session today? Hey, when's your next program open? Can you help me with this? There's no question about money. There's no ask about discounts or special offers. It is, what are your services? I want to hear about all the different ways you can help me. And meeting people where they are. And I was a big, you mentioned earlier, people pleasing. I was a big people pleaser. And when I made the shift from, oh, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, to very specific, very clear, and speaking to one person, I would picture one specific client per post, the power of one. People would reach out and say, I felt like you were talking to my soul. I felt like you were in my head. I felt like you understood me. Because I wasn't saying, hey, guys, or hey, Facebook fam. You know, it wasn't this broad announcement. Okay. There are places for those. It was, hello, beautiful soul. Are you struggling with crickets? You put up a post you spend hours on and you get your mom and sister to like it. I've been there too. Thanks, mom. Thanks, sis. But we want people outside of our network, right? We want those new eyes, those new souls that we know we can help.
Yes. Oh, so beautiful. And would you say every single time when you were writing, because you said a power of one. So every single time when you would write a post, were you having some of your old past client in your mind? And were you talking to the different challenges that they have experienced and with what you have helped them?
Yes. I had a list. I did some journaling on past clients and what I helped them with. And that's where I started to see similarities. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, the imposter syndrome was like one that was almost all the way across the board.
Yeah.
Worthiness, self-worth, inner child wounds. There were like four or five that were there, and they're there for me. And like we talked about, like, you get better and you heal, and then sometimes there'll be a little reminder, but you have different tools now to help you work with that and move past it. So picking one specific thing, so say imposter syndrome, and speaking to that client about, you know, when this client came to me, she was experiencing this. And after our sessions, she has tools. Now she feels empowered, confident, you know, all the things we want on the other end. And if you don't have clients and you're just starting out, picture and dream your perfect client into existence. And it's probably you, because that's another thing I did when I got started.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2, 3 years, 3 years, 10 years, however far back you want to go or you feel led to go. Journal on who she was or he was and what they were going through and what you did to, because we're self coaches first, right? We've been coaching ourselves our entire lives before we even stepped into the official coach title and have others.
Yeah.
And it, I would say I'm my most difficult client. I'm not going to lie. I'm very challenging. Like, I make progress and then I fall back, but it's that rubber band, right?
Yeah.
One step forward, one step back, but you're self-aware and you don't realize how far you've grown until you start this project. And it was very eye-opening for me. I try to do it once a month because you just grow so much and so fast. Like, it's already November, crazy how the years, and I know time's not linear, but it just, in the 3D, it can feel like it's going faster than it is.
And you said you have started doing it every single month, and you have started doing every single month what exactly?
Journaling on my growth, like where I was.
Growth.
Yes. Okay. So say November 1st, it's like I'm here, and I would look back to October 1st. Mm-hmm. What did I learn? What did I do outside of my comfort zone? And what would I like to see myself do in the month of November? So it's kind of like a little peek back for 30 days. Celebrate all the wins, small, medium, large. They all count. The other thing I wasn't celebrating. I was like, okay, cool. Next, I'd hit a milestone. And no, like, you want to send that signal to the universe. Like, this makes me happy. I want more of this. This is a good feeling. And then, okay, in that good feeling space now with lots of gratitude, what do I want to try new this month? And with that childlike curiosity, not judgment, from a point of observation, like, that's interesting, versus you could have done better, which I think is kind of a knee jerk. At least it was for me. Why did that fail? Why did I fail? Why did I not put the period in the right place? Whatever it is, right? That perfectionism pops up every once in a while. And just have fun. Social media and marketing is truly a science experiment. Like, people get paid to guess. We have market research and we have things in place to quote unquote help us, mm-hmm. but it's a science experiment, but a fun one.
It's a trial and error. And what are your thoughts about market research?
I love it. I've been doing some market research calls the past 2 weeks, and it has really helped me hone in on what clients really want. Because I had in my head, and it was funny, I was comparing what I was told versus what I thought they wanted. Some were spot on, but getting to their core values was really beneficial. Like, what does going viral mean to them? Or what does hitting the next milestone in their followers, what does that get them? Mm-hmm. Not money, not sales, but like, what does that make them feel? What does that do for their business, their life? So really getting into how they tick and not doing a survey, like actually getting on a Zoom call, having a Q&A, recording it, watching it back, rereading the transcription at different times to see what jumps out at me. It has been very impactful for my business. So highly encourage you. Does not take a lot of time. And I actually do, I offer 15 minutes of free coaching per 15 minutes of Q&A. So it's a 30-minute Zoom call and posted in my Facebook group, posted in my email, see who wanted to hop on. And a lot of them are like brand new leads for me, not even current clients. So it's been really fun too, just to kind of see who I'm attracting and why they're attracted to me and how I can help them. Market research is two thumbs up for me.
Yeah, I'm in the process right now of market research, and that's why I was asking, and what are your thoughts around it? But yeah, so many good things. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing all your beautiful wisdom with us today. So tell us, what are you, you said you are working on some new project. What are you working on in the moment?
So I'm doing market research for a new 6-week program. I'm going to launch in January, but it'll be ready to jump on board probably in December on content creation for your spiritual business. So 6-week program, weekly support. I had one woman say she's really looking for a post that pop, like, and that to increase the attraction of her soul line clients. So Storytelling Magic is the name I'm playing with. So let me know what you think. But how to sell, master selling, without selling. So it's how to tell that brand story and have fun with your marketing and not feel salesy and spammy and just be authentic and do it in such a way that's not going to take you hours every week to show up on social media. Totally doable. Teach you the technology and the fun things. So it's going to be a blend and then some mindset and sound bass to be woven in too. So I'm excited. It's the
sounds
of sound. And on a regular basis, I have a spiritual content collective where I have the prompts and we do monthly workshops and monthly office hours. I offer social media management for spiritual entrepreneurs. So if you're at this point and you're like, here, Kiki, you do it for me, I will proofread and we'll go from there. I offer that. And if you are in the need of something in between, I do 90-minute spiritual strategy session where we talk about you, your business, your goals, and you map out your next 30 days of content based on your business and your goal.
Beautiful. Oh, so many beautiful offerings you have. And thank you, Kiki. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. Thank you to each and every one of you for joining us live or replay. If you're still here with us, make sure you go here up, click on the right next to that like pinky reddish thing, click on that and follow Kiki for her amazing content for energetic marketing so you can learn more about it. And make sure you go and follow me as well for upcoming episodes on spiritual change makers. Any final words that you'd like to share, Kiki, with the audience?
Embrace your magic. It's time. It's time. Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Yeah, so thank you so much. It was an honor and blessing to be here. Love our conversation. And thank you to everyone watching. Lots of
thank
love.
Thank you. Okay. I love you guys. I appreciate and I believe in you. Much love. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Spiritual Changemakers Podcast. To stay connected and help us reach more people like you, please subscribe, follow, and leave a comment. Join our community of spiritual changemakers on social media to connect with like-minded individuals and continue the conversation. Remember, the power to create positive change is within you. Keep showing up as your best self, and let's keep the magic of change alive. Until next time.